For a sorcerer, the biggest thrill is finding purple squirrels, those passive candidates that are very, very hard to find. For recruiters, the biggest thrill is closing those purple squirrels and seeing them onboarded into the company. I want to talk about closing candidates and the Christmas holiday season that we are currently enjoying next on It's All Recruiting. Welcome to It's All Recruiting, the show that looks at everything through the lens of recruiting. I'm your host, Jim Stroud. I was reading this article on the Huffington Post today. 12 ways corporations are secretly manipulating your emotions. And I found it all quite fascinating. When you go to a shopping mall, especially now during the Christmas holiday season, vendors are pulling out all the stops to close as many sales as possible. Some of the tactics that these stores use are scary brilliant once you realize what they're really doing. Here's some examples from that Huffington Post article. If you look closely at the Amazon logo, I thought this was really interesting because I didn't really notice this before, but when you look at the logo, of the Amazon logo, that arrow stretching from the letter A to the letter Z, that's not really an arrow. It's a smile. Yeah, look at it again. Reason being, that smile communicates a feeling of being more human, so people can feel more comfortable and friendly towards the Amazon brand when they see that logo. Yeah, I know. Okay, this is a quote from that Huffington Post article. Where is it? Yeah. According to a recent study by Cornell University's Food and Brand Lab, 2/3 of the characters on the boxes of popular children's cereal brands look downward as opposed to looking upward or somewhere else. But the characters on the cereal box, the Tony the Tigers, the Trix Rabbit, the Leprechaun on the Trix, on the Lucky Charms box, they're looking down. The characters are effectively making eye contact, get this, with small children in the aisles of the supermarket to amplify loyalty to the brand, at least according to the researchers in that article. I thought, wow, I never really thought of that. You know, the kids are walking by, they look up at the box, and the box, the cartoon character on the box is looking down at them. The children are feeling the love, and they want that particular cereal box more than others. That's wild. Okay, one more. The next time you go into a supermarket, check it out, and you'll see that on average, they pretty much put the fruits and vegetables up front to coax you into buying junk food later. and it's designed that way so that as you enter the store, you're feeling good about your healthy purchases that you're going to buy. And then as you leave the store, you don't feel so bad about all those Twinkies in your grocery bag, at least in my case. So as I was reading this, I thought, you know, with a little bit of finesse, a company could use some of these tactics to close more candidates after an interview. I'll explain more of what I mean after a word from our sponsor.
I joined to fulfill my potential. I stayed to fulfill the potential of Randstad Sourceright.
I joined for the strength of the brand. I stayed for the challenge.
I joined for an opportunity in our Birmingham office and stayed for one in London.
I joined to work in head office. I stay for the impact I can have on client site.
I joined for personal growth. I stay for the opportunity to develop others.
Ik ben begonnen bij Randstad in Nederland.
I stay to work at Randstad Sourceright UK.
I joined because I needed a job. I stay for a career with a market leader.
I joined to be a specialist.
I stay for the team.
Okay, imagine that you are the candidate. And as you enter into the office lobby for your interview, you hear soft, slow music. Why soft, slow music? Well, studies say that it makes you want to linger and causes you to develop an emotional attachment about a brand. Maybe that's why you like hanging out at Starbucks so much. Nah, probably just the coffee. Now, before you tell the receptionist who you are and that you're there for an interview, to the right of her desk is a sign welcoming you specifically to the company. Wow! You must be important because your name is on a sign. Actually, that's not from the Huffington Post article. It's a best practice I picked up several years back, but I digress. As you wait to be greeted by the interviewer, there are company products readily available for you to touch and examine, or maybe there's a video playing showcasing the services that the company offers. The recruiter comes out to meet you and invites you to his or her office or wherever the interview is being held. And along the way, on the walls are plaques showing off the company's impact in the industry and or involvement in the community. Now, after the interview, the candidate is thanked. You are the candidate. After the interview, you are thanked for your time and told that the receptionist would like to see you one more time before you go. So as you revisit the receptionist on your way out, she gives you a thank you card with a handwritten note from the CEO. Now, on the card is a picture of the CEO looking directly at you. The note expresses, as you read the note from the CEO, the note expresses his or her, whoever the CEO is, personal appreciation of your time as a candidate and potentially as a customer of their products or services, if applicable. The note is also signed by the interviewer and others in the office related to the role that you were being interviewed for. Now, whether you are hired or not, as you, the candidate, walks away, you have a really good feeling about the company. And that can't do anything but bolster the company's employer brand, right? So, what do you think? If you like what you heard, love what you heard, or hate what you just heard, I want to know about it. Send me a tweet at Jim Stroud or look me up on LinkedIn. Operators are standing by. Until next time, remember, no matter what it is, it's all recruiting.